Have you always been a smart ass?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, because that's one of the reasons that the show is so good, because you are that way.
I love it.
Yeah, I can't help it. I'd be different if I could, really. I'd love to be, you know, nice and adorable and, you know, with a line of pots and pans and a spice mix. I can't.
Wait a minute now, Anthony, is this another a veiled threat for Paula Deen?
Yeah.
Are you taking another pot shot at her?
That's the way, you know, that's the way it's done if you're a chef and you go on TV. You know, that's the career track for everybody, not just Paula Deen. That's right down the line. I've dropped the ball. I'm just constitutionally incapable, apparently, of making those kinds of moves.
There is something about her that does irk people.
Well, you know, somebody likes her. She's fantastically successful and popular. There's no arguing with that.
What started this whole thing with Paula Deen?
I dare to point out that, you know, the food that she was serving or promoting in her show and in her books was probably, you know, as far as health effects, you know, probably the worst example on Food Network. People got really, really angry about that, and I got really beat up in the press for daring to mention that maybe, you know, a double cheeseburger with bacon and an egg between two Krispy Kreme donuts was a bad idea.
Anthony, when we see you eat on your show, you don't eat everything on your plate, do you?
Yeah, I pretty much do.
Oh, do you really? Well, wow. You're a tall dude.
You know, I try to be a good guest. I eat what's put on my plate. You know, but I don't go out after that and, you know, get a bag of Cheetos.
My favorite episode of yours on the Travel Channel, my favorite one, was when you were in Russia and drinking all that vodka, one shot after another shot.
Wow,
after
Anthony.
Another.
I didn't think anybody could hold that much.
Sure, I schedule some rehab time. I mean, some recovery time after that, because you know, I'm not hopping out of bed the next morning and wanting to go out, you know, for a limbo contest.
Well, that's the thing on the show. The next morning, you had to go out and go ice fishing.
Yeah, not feeling funky fresh either, I can tell you.
Funky fresh.
I felt for you. I watched that episode. I'm like, oh, I don't feel well.
I don't feel well for him.
I know, and I only saw the show. I didn't even do it.
To be allowed to have a hangover on TV was, you know, kind of extraordinary when I started up with Travel. I mean, you know, imagine Ina Garten, you know, showing up on her show saying, oh, my God, I really hit the vodka hard last night.
I'd love it.
Boy, Jeffrey and I got really hammered.
Anthony, thanks for taking the time with talking with us this morning. What an opportunity. We're honored to be talking with you, man.
Well, thank you.
What are you having for lunch today?
For lunch today, I made Daddy's special chicken salad sandwich.
I'll be there.